What is he telling us? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Faisal Shahzad, the accused Times Square bomb builder, just can't stop talking. He's reportedly admitted everything, waived his right to a speedy arraignment, even kept on talking past his Miranda warning. So is he Taliban or not? A Taliban video on Sunday claimed responsibility, but would a real Taliban be this loquacious? Maybe not. CBS News reports that while a Taliban spokesman in Pakistan praised Shahzad for his bravery, he's also said no, Shahzad is not one of them, but that the plot was hatched by the U.S. and its allies to trap Muslim and Pashtun youth in terrorist activities, unquote. They went on to say that the real Taliban still promised to launch attacks against the U.S. and its allies with a new zeal and style. Guess what they're saying is, when we hit you, you'll know it. We'll use a detonator that actually works. The Wall Street Journal notes that even though Shahzad supposedly trained with the Taliban, they may have been suspicious of his U.S. citizenship and only given him the short course, bomb-making for poets, then set him loose to see what would happen. Another theory, that amateurs like Shahzad are all the Taliban has left because our drones have killed everybody else. But then again, intelligence officials admit that the drone attacks have also angered Pakistan's Taliban and made them even more determined to exact revenge. All of which means we're back to the old Donald Rumsfeld memo from 2003, in which he famously wrote, "Is our current situation such that the harder we work, the behinder we get?" Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.